All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into something kind of unique.
Okay.
Cafe Nairobi Half Calf.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know those times when you're like really craving a good cup of coffee,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not all the caffeine.
Yeah.
So we've got their website up and it's really not your typical product page.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know, you got brewing tips and like super in-depth descriptions and even a poem.
A poem?
Yeah, dedicated to this blend.
Oh, that's not something you see every day.
I know, right? It definitely caught my eye too. First things first, let's talk about what's actually in the bag.
Okay.
They describe it as rich, full-bodied, with half the caffeine.
Okay.
When you hear that, what jumps out to you?
Well, I mean, when I think about half-calf blends,
yeah.
sometimes you think, oh, it's going to be kind of weak.
Right, less flavor.
Exactly. But when they say full-bodied,
yeah.
it seems like they're saying, no, it's still going to have that richness, that
yeah.
satisfying mouthfeel that you want in a cup.
Yeah, for sure. And they also highlight some flavor notes.
Oh.
Cocoa, caramel, and a hint of fruit.
Hmm.
What do you think about those?
Well, it definitely sounds like they're going for something more complex.
Yeah.
That hint of fruit is interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it could add some brightness, balance out the richness of the cocoa and caramel.
Right.
I mean, you don't always see that in a half calf.
Yeah, a lot of them can be kind of one-dimensional.
Exactly.
Yeah. And just so everyone knows, they achieve that half calf magic with a blend of regular and decaf beans.
Oh, okay.
So you get the best of both worlds.
Makes sense.
And they have a variety of sizes and grinds, too.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of grinds.
Yeah.
They really get into the weeds about why grind size matters.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Depending on how you brew.
It makes a huge difference.
Totally. They list out like every grind imaginable. But
wow.
to really show you how much of a difference it makes, let's take two extremes.
Oh, yeah.
On one side, you've got extra coarse. They say it's about the size of peppercorns.
Yeah.
Ideal for cold brew.
Yeah.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's extra fine.
Okay.
Practically like powdered sugar.
Wow.
Which is used for Turkish coffee.
Interesting.
So why such a huge difference?
Well, it all comes down to extraction.
Okay.
How fast the water pulls the flavor from the grounds.
Right.
So with that extra coarse grind, for cold brew,
mm-hmm.
the water's touching those beans for a long time.
Yeah.
So you need those bigger pieces to avoid over-extract. Otherwise, it gets bitter.
Right.
But Turkish coffee, it's like, boom, really fast and intense.
Yeah.
You need that super fine grind to get all the flavor out quickly.
So basically, grind size is like the volume knob for your coffee's flavor.
Exactly. You want to find the right setting for how you're brewing.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we can't talk about Cafe Nairobi Half Calf without mentioning this one thing on their website.
Oh, what's that?
A poem.
Really?
Yeah. Not your typical marketing material.
Definitely not. I gotta see this.
It's called The Buffalo's Balance, a Kenyan coffee tale.
Interesting.
And some of the imagery is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like one line talks about buffalo herds on the savanna seeking the shade of acacia.
Okay.
Just sets the scene, you know?
Yeah.
And plays into that balance they're going for.
Right, with the half calf.
Exactly.
Hmm.
And there's this other line, coker notes like hooves on sun-baked land.
Oh, wow.
It ties back to those flavor notes.
Yeah.
What do you make of them using that kind of sensory language?
Well, it's certainly unique.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to elevate the experience,
mm-hmm.
make it more than just a drink.
Yeah.
Like a ritual almost. Bringing in all your senses, painting a picture of where this coffee comes from and
all
how it's
right.
supposed to make you feel.
So it's not just about the taste,
right.
it's the whole story.
The whole experience.
Exactly. All right, so we've got this blend that's aiming for a balance of full flavor and mellow caffeine. We've got the importance of grind size, depending on how you brew.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got this poem adding this whole other layer of storytelling.
It's really interesting.
It is. Now, let's switch gears and talk about keeping those beans fresh.
Oh, yeah, because what's the point of a great blend if you don't store it properly?
Right, you end up with stale coffee.
Exactly.
So they get into a lot of details, but what are like the absolute must-knows?
Well, the first thing is airtight storage.
Oh.
Oxygen is like the enemy of fresh coffee.
Gotcha.
So you need a container that locks out all the air.
Okay.
A vacuum seal is best.
Uh-huh.
Or one with a one-way valve to let gases out.
Okay, so you've got your container.
Yep.
Where should you keep it?
Not in the fridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people think that. But coffee can actually absorb odors from the fridge.
Oh, wow.
And moisture, too.
Okay.
So they recommend a cool, dark, and dry place,
mm-hmm.
like a pantry or a cabinet.
Okay, makes sense.
Keep those beans away from light, moisture, and anything else that can mess with their flavor.
Yeah, you want to protect them.
Exactly.
Okay, one last tip.
Okay.
Grind fresh.
Always good advice.
Especially for a blend with complex flavors like this.
Right.
Why is freshly ground so much better?
think about it. When you grind those beans, you're basically unlocking all those amazing aromas, all those flavors trapped inside.
Okay.
But as soon as you grind them, they start to lose their vibrancy.
Really?
Yeah, because of those compounds that are exposed to the air.
Oh, I see.
So grinding right before you brew, you get the full impact of the flavor.
Okay, so we've covered the blend, the grind choices, and even a poem dedicated to this coffee.
Wow.
But this is just the beginning of our Cafe Nairobi half-calf exploration. Stay tuned.
It's pretty amazing how much thought went into this whole blend, from the beans to the storage tips.
Yeah, you can really tell they love coffee.
Totally. And it shows on their website. Yeah, like, it's not just about selling you a bag of beans.
Right.
It's about sharing their passion.
Yeah. And remember that poem we were talking about?
Oh, The Buffalo's Balance?
Yeah. There's a line I wanted to go back to. It says, like ripples in the drinking pool where buffalo find morning cool, our half-calf brings that perfect gift where energy and calm both drift.
Hmm. That's beautiful.
Right.
It really speaks to that sense of peace.
Yeah.
That balance they're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. It's not about like a jolt of energy. Right. It's more like a gentle, sustained energy.
Yeah. So you can actually enjoy your morning.
Exactly. And it goes back to that whole buffalo thing.
Uh-huh. That strength, but also calm.
Yes. And there's another line that I thought was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It says, the mellow cup speaks clear and true of balance. Morning brings anew.
What do you think they're getting at there?
I think it's about intentionality, you know?
Okay.
Starting your day with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But not in a rushed way.
Yeah, like finding that balance between getting things done and being present.
Yeah, it's almost like they're saying this coffee can help you be more mindful.
Exactly. Mm. It's not just about the caffeine.
Right.
It's about creating a ritual.
Mm-hmm. A moment of calm.
Before the craziness of the day starts.
And speaking of rituals, they also have this custom roast option on their site.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate personalization.
Right. You're not just choosing a blend off the shelf.
Exactly. You're creating something unique.
Yeah, just for you.
To match your taste.
Yeah. It's like having your own coffee concierge.
Uh-huh. I like that.
So they've created this whole ecosystem around their coffee. Mm-hmm. You got the blend, the storage tips, and now this custom roast.
It seems like they're targeting a specific kind of coffee drinker.
Yeah. Definitely someone who appreciates quality.
Yeah.
Someone who takes their time with their coffee.
Right.
And wants to explore different flavors. It's not just grabbing a cup on the go.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Exactly. It's about slowing down.
Savoring the moment.
And connecting with the craft.
I like that.
So all these elements come together and create this really distinct brand identity for Cafe Nairobi.
Definitely. They're not just selling coffee.
Right.
They're selling a lifestyle.
Right, mindset.
And that's how they stand out.
Totally.
In a market that's so crowded.
Mm-hmm. They've created a story.
An experience. People who share their values.
Okay, so we've covered a lot.
Yeah, we have.
The unique flavor profile.
Uh-huh.
The symbolism, the grind size, the storage, and that custom roast option.
It's a lot to take in.
It is, but we're not done yet.
Oh.
Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive into Cafe Nairobi Half Calf.
Okay.
We'll wrap things up and leave you with something to think about. All right, so that was Cafe Nairobi Half Calf.
Really makes you think about your coffee choices.
It does, and it's not just about the half calf thing.
Right, there's so much more to it.
Yeah, like we talked about, those unique flavors.
That hint of fruit is really interesting.
I know, right? Yeah. Not your typical half calf.
And that poem.
Oh, yeah, The Buffalo's Balance.
Still can't get over that.
I know, it's not something you see every day.
It really adds a whole other dimension to the brand.
Yeah, it makes you think about coffee in a different way.
More mindful, more connected to nature.
Exactly. And they don't just tell you about the coffee.
They teach you how to take care of it.
Yeah, the grind size, the storage, all that stuff.
So you can actually enjoy it the way it's meant to be enjoyed.
And then for the real coffee enthusiast.
You got that custom roast option.
Exactly. Like, you can take your coffee journey to a whole other level.
It's clear that this is more than just a drink.
Yeah, it's a statement.
It's about quality over convenience.
Savoring the moment.
Appreciating the craft.
Well said. We've covered a lot in this deep dive.
We have.
But I want to leave you with one last thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
We talked about what Cafe Nairobi Half Calf is, but now I'm wondering, who is it for?
Oh, interesting.
Like, what kind of person do you picture enjoying this blend?
Mm.
Where are they drinking it?
Okay.
What does their day look like?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it makes you think beyond just the coffee itself.
Right, it's about the lifestyle.
So next time you have a cup of Cafe Nairobi Half Calf, think about that person.
Yeah, imagine their story.
It might just give you a whole new appreciation for this unique blend.
I think it will.
All right, that's it for our deep dive into Cafe Nairobi Half Calf.
Thanks for having me.